This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For at Ladd People Stadium in Mobile, Alabama, we're between practices at the Senior Bowl, and I'm with Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Coach, who you got down here? You got some of your coaching staff and pretty much all your scouts here.
We do, yeah. We've got our coordinators here, and along with our offensive line coach, Bobby Johnson, newly hired a few days ago, and then we've got our scouts as well.
Tell me about some of these new coaches. Heath Farwell, special teams coordinator. What did you like about him that made you think you wanted to get him on your staff?
Yeah, young guy, certainly doesn't come with a ton of experience, but did play in the league for a number of years. Similar to Tasker in some ways in terms of a standout special teams player when he played, and just brings an energy and a youthful dynamic to our staff. Very hungry young man that seeks knowledge all over the place, and you talk to people and he embraces that growth mindset that we embrace in Buffalo, and I think he's poised to have a very bright future.
I was reading a story about him and his tenure at Carolina when they talked about how he would wear cleats and gloves to practice with the special teamers. What's his thought there? What is he doing?
Yeah, I don't know. We may have to talk about that one a little bit. I've heard that as well. So at the end of the day, I think the players will appreciate playing for a guy that, that's fun to play for in terms of his energy, his ability to relate to them at their level, being as how he played, and a guy that can be dynamic as we continue and he continues to develop.
Tell me about your new offensive line coach.
Yeah, Bobby Johnson was an assistant O-line coach with the Colts the previous season. He's been a tight ends coach in this league. He's been an assistant O-line coach. Never had the full unit himself. And so this will be his first opportunity at this level to do that, albeit he was an offensive line coach in college for a number of years. So another young coach, as young as it relates to this league, that is hungry, great fundamental and technique teacher, and a guy that's been around some good football over the course of his career.
I was wondering about that. For an offensive line coach, are you looking for a guy who would help younger players develop, or are you looking for a scheme guy to help you,
Well, I think it comes down to philosophy, number one, with Coach Dable, that he matches philosophically what I and Coach Dable want to do, and then as far as scheme goes, but just as important, if not more important, honestly, Murph, is the fundamentals and the techniques and the rules that come down and are so important as it relates to good offensive line play.
And you're still in the market for a wide receivers coach. Do we assume there's somebody still active in the playoffs, or you just doing interviews still?
Well, we're going through our due diligence on it and evaluating what might be out there, and there's certainly some good coaches still out there, and just want to get the right people on board. That's really where it starts. This thing is driven by people, and it's a player-driven league, but it's a people-driven league as well. So we got to get the right people on board.
I guess the assumption is from many Bills fans and observers is that offense will be your focus of attention personnel-wise this offseason. Is that fair to say?
In some ways, I mean, it's got to be an all-encompassing approach, though, to begin with, and we'll take it from there. But we're not just going to ignore good football players that may be on the defensive side of the ball. We still have some needs there as well. But yes, we are in the market to build an offense and do it the right way.
I was thinking about Coach Dable's 2018 season. He's kind of up against it when you think about four different quarterbacks and a wide receiver group that was kind of switched out during the course of a season. Almost like he never really got a chance maybe to put in place what you and he wanted to get in place for that offense.
Yeah, right. We didn't really and every year is different, right? Every year presents its own challenges, set of challenges, but we really didn't have the continuity that we had hoped, and some of that came from the quarterback position just because of Josh coming in, young rookie, and so it's important that we continue to build this team the right way, the roster the right way, and when we do that, you'll see an improvement in terms of as it relates to the offensive side of the ball.
There were several times last year when you would make mention of offensive line and maybe the inability to win battles up front. How important is that, and what can you look for in players here and through the course of this offseason that maybe gives you that?
Yeah, that's huge. You've got to be able to win up front on both sides of the ball. You've seen that so far in the playoffs. Certainly you need skill on the perimeter, and you've seen that as well, but I believe it really starts up front on both sides of the ball. Offensively, I didn't think we did. At times we did a good job, but not enough. And so we've got to develop consistency there, and it really starts with looking for guys that can help us, whether it's through free agency or the draft. And we certainly have guys that we feel like on our roster right now can help us as they continue to grow and develop. And that's why the staff and the move with the staff was so important for us.
The early assessment here in Mobile is that there's offensive line talent here, maybe interior guys. Do you notice that? Do you see that?
A little bit. Just our first practice being here, about to go through our second one here. So as we put today and tomorrow back to back, we get a little bit better feel for the line. And today was no pads, so as they put on pads, we'll get an even better feel.
Draft versus free agency. What's the preferred way to build a roster?
Yeah, you'll hear me say 10 times out of 10 draft. If you want to grow your own, get them in-house, develop them, build a culture with your players that you draft, and then that way they can sell it and teach the players that come in next year's draft class. So that's what we'll be banking on to some extent with the previous draft class and the one before that, our first draft class. So those guys know that they'll be given the responsibility to teach the new guys that come in this year, and so it's important that we go through a good evaluation of the current draft class as well as we look at who fits the Buffalo Bills the best.
Sean, I was right on my questions for you today, and I was thinking, this part, talent evaluation assessment, that's what, one-fifth of your job, one-fourth of your job? And it's the job, but really you've got a lot more on the table than just assessing college seniors, don't you?
As it relates to right now?
Now it appears, but your whole job. I mean, this is just one aspect.
It is. It's one aspect. And so, as a head coach, you wear a couple different hats, and it's kind of relevant to what season we're in. And right now it's trying to evaluate, but it's also trying to add it to our staff and the coaching staff. And, look, you can have good players, but if you don't have the right staff, those players aren't going to develop or aren't going to be given the chance to become the best version of themselves. So having the right coaches on board that are good teachers, care about the players, that embody also what we're quite honestly looking for in players, guys that are smart, guys that are tough, willing to hold the players accountable and teach. At the end of the day, that's what we are as coaches. We're teachers and guys that can take what seemingly is complex and make it simple.
Last question. You sit here in the cold and the rain in Mobile, Alabama. What do you look for? What are you looking for when you watch these Senior Bowl practices?
A little bit of what we just talked about. I'm looking for guys that receivers that can catch contested balls, offensive linemen that can win the one-on-one matchups. I mean, linebackers that play downhill the way we expect to play but can also cover in the pass game. Defensive backs that can break on the football. So we kind of have critical factors at every position that we look for. But that's our secret. I can't give that away right now, Murph.
Coach, thanks for this. Good luck. Right,
thanks, Murph.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.